Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got a couple things for you to win coming up, Kid Nation.
Really?
Yes. A couple games. Little guesses for the big game.
Okay.
Which is this Sunday. Why not make the big game a little more fun by making a few little guesses?
Mm-hmm.
Like who wins the coin toss or Gaga's first song. What's that going to be? You could win one of several $100 Party City gift cards or the grand prize of a $300 gift card to Party City if you guess the most correctly. You can make your little guesses for the big game right now at KidNation.com. You could start. We got them up. KidNation.com for that. And also, starting next Monday, if you want to get out of town, trip a day to FLA.
Florida?
Oh. Florida, yeah. We're going to have 4 weeks of dream vacations to all over Florida. You can listen every day for your chance to win. With 825 miles of beaches,
wow.
The world's best theme parks, abundant shopping and oceanfront resorts.
Abundant.
That means a lot.
A lot, yes. Florida has endless ways to stay and play. Take the first step to getting warmer at visitflorida.com.
Yeah, it's not just about Disney World.
No way. There's.
We love that, too.
There's all sorts of other stuff.
Beaches and stuff.
Yeah, lots of beaches.
Mm.
So many
Friday,
beaches.
We're going to go in March.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
You and the boyfriend?
Yeah, we're going to go to the same place that Jenna went.
Oh,
Nobu.
Eden Rock. Have some fun. Get a couple's massage on the beach.
Oh, we can do that?
Yeah. Probably. Why not?
Why
Jenna,
not?
Jenna got him.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't do any. I didn't spend the money on spa treatment.
Alan can show off his new tattoo that he's going to get here.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to time it out perfectly because, you know, you can't go in the water and be in the sand after you get a tattoo. I'm learning so much about the tattoo culture.
They say 2 weeks, but you want to be safe and make it like 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. Definitely don't want to get the sun on it right away because then it makes it go.
You'll be like an inkologist over here.
Yeah. Look at her.
Yeah. That's when you really know. That's when you call. You're just getting some ink.
Ologist.
Just getting ink.
Getting ink?
Yeah. Getting some ink.
Getting some ink. Don't call it a gun. It's a machine. Never call it a gun.
Okay.
I want you to walk in there and say the wrong thing. It's a machine.
I went with him for the first tattoo. I was like, do you want me to go with you for the second one?
Yeah, thrill is gone now.
You don't have to.
Nah, he wants you to be there. Yeah. Yeah, you want somebody to be there talking with you.
All right.
Nick Adams in studio.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy. Good seeing you over the weekend.
It was good seeing you, too.
Yes.
Sorry at the Harlem Globetrotters game.
We'll talk about that in 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see how that went down.
And before we get to this other thing, you were mentioning earlier about y'all were talking about the name Sweet J. Your name was Sweet J.
That's what they gave me.
That's what they gave you, and I got a little insight on that. They didn't have time to get you a custom jersey made.
Oh.
So Sweet J is a former Harlem Globetrotter player, one of the few females that are on the team. You got an old lady jersey.
Now, why would you ruin that for him?
Right? I had to.
He's never going to wear it.
It's a great name, though.
I thought it just meant like Sweet Jump Shot or something.
Sweet J.
It might. I don't know what the athlete's real name is.
You be proud.
I wore it proud.
Sweet J.
Does it have a built-in bra?
I did feel a lot of support.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest with you.
No, you should wear that.
Yeah,
that's
you got to wear it. Does it smell like roses or Chanel No. 5?
No, it smells like me yesterday. Yeah.
You should frame
Not bad.
Dude. You should frame that.
No, you should wear it.
No. But I want to frame it, too. I don't know what to do. Because I got a Dak Prescott jersey I got to frame, too.
I understand.
For my man room.
You should enjoy that.
And wear it all the time?
No, you got to frame that. You should have had all the players sign it. But anyway, it's a little late now.
Hindsight.
I bet you I can send it back and they'll do that for me. There's a lot more players than I expected.
They'll do anything for Sweet J.
Yeah, they will.
Sweet J. It was a cool experience.
It was.
I was glad you got to do it. That was really neat to watch.
I was glad you were there, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
For most of it. We'll talk about that later. Nick.
Yes.
How's Davis doing? That's your little boy.
Davis, he's great. He's 4 months old.
Okay.
And I felt like I let him down for the first time.
Oh, that's the worst.
I knew it was going to happen. He's 4 months old. He has no idea what's going on.
No, right. He's already forgotten it, Nick.
Yeah. I felt like I did. And it was one of those things, something happened and my gut just hit the floor.
Did you drop him?
No, I did it.
Like, did Davis hit the floor?
Do you feel like you're an experienced parent now? It's been 4 months. This is your first kid.
Well, I feel like I have learned him. I don't think I could really handle another kid, but I know kind of when he's fussy, I know that, okay, this cry means he's just going to cry for another minute and then he's going to be okay. Mm. You know, I've kind of learned some of his signals and cues. And, ooh, yesterday, for the first time, I'm going off a tangent. He started giggling.
Oh, such a
saw
cute
for
sound,
the first
isn't
time.
It?
You know, he smiles and stuff like that, but it was the first time noise came out for
a
prolonged period of time.
Oh,
it was
that's
a
the greatest.
Giggle. Oh.
Did you tear up a little bit? A little tear start rolling
well,
up?
My wife was changing him on the changing table, and he started giggling, and I stopped. I froze because I was just paralyzed by how cool this was. And then I was like, "Where's my phone? I gotta record this." Oh, it was so great.
Oh. Is that him?
That's cool.
That's not him.
Oh, that's another baby. It sounded similar to that.
I thought it really was.
I think that's one of mine. So,
yes.
But so okay. So I really feel like I let my baby down. We take him to mommy's day out, mm-hmm. and I get to pick him up in the afternoon, so I get a lot of time to spend with him.
Because your wife's working.
Right, she's
five,
working
five,
now.
Five, yeah.
And so it's really cool that I get so much time with him. And so I'm one of the only dads that picks the kid up at 2 in the afternoon or something. Mm-hmm. It's just moms in yoga pants going to pick him up, and me and like a granddad are there in his whole school. And so I go to pick him up, and his teacher, who's very sweet, she said, "Hey, can I get a picture with you and Davis?" Sure.
Whoa.
I'd love to take a picture with my kid. Why? And she said, "Well, this morning was dads and donuts, and all the other dads came and..."
Don't. JC. You're why am I calling you JC? I'm calling everybody JC. I'm calling everybody JC lately.
Call him Sweet J.
Nick, do not do that to
yourself. I know. I should feel bad. And I really don't. But at that 30 seconds, I just felt, oh my gosh.
She guilt tripped.
I let him down. He's going to put on guyliner and write songs about daddy doesn't love me anymore. That's what I felt.
Don't do
right
this. And your son is going to do that to you later. Something my daughter didn't do that to me.
Oh, really? The other dad showed up.
Quit your job so you can go with me. Yeah. I can't, baby. Got to put a roof over your head. You can't give in to that. Don't let them guilt you.
It was rough. All the other dads
showed up. Except you.
Except you.
I pictured him looking through that
even
door.
Eat a donut yet.
Every time the door opens.
Dad can. It's got teeth.
Yeah, what's dads and donuts for the 4 months?
It was like for the whole school, but I think in his class, everyone showed up but me.
Oh, Nick, dude.
Did
Davis cry more than normal that day? Was Davis crying more than normal that day?
It didn't faze him at all. but to me.
No,
wait.
Save that guilt for when he's in first and second grade and you can't be there.
Save that guilt for when you're not there for like 4 years. Then, I mean, that's when I started feeling guilty.
Yeah, my dad wasn't there for 23 years. So it wasn't that bad.
Right?
I know he's only 4 months old, but kids will play you bad the older they get.
You
really guilt trip
you?
Oh.
Oh. You don't love me, do you? What?
Are you my real father?
I do love you. What do you want me to do? I'll do anything.
Kids are manipulative. They learn that game real early.
It's funny
on.
How you have to teach them some things, and some things they just learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's
yeah.
Does Emma Kelly still do it? What is she, 10?
10.
10-ish? Does she still try and guilt trip you like that?
Oh, yeah, to get what she wants.
So it doesn't stop.
Now I'm
no,
like,
it gets worse, dude.
No,
it gets so much worse. Okay. Oh, and your parenting fails are going to get even worse, too. There's more to come.
And then you're going to buy him more stuff to overcompensate for the stuff that you didn't do. I mean, you've had years and years and years of stuff to feel guilty about.
But it's like I used to really feel guilty that I couldn't take my daughter to school every day. That's the part of her life I've missed growing up. But every once in a while, like when we're off, she gets so excited that mommy gets to take me to school. And I remember those days that I get to do it. It is a nightmare. It is yelling at her to get out of bed.
Uh-huh.
You know, on TV, they have everybody comes down and there's omelets.
How do they have time for all this breakfast?
And waffles and everybody. And the sun is shining through the crystal clear windows. And they're, you know, everybody's so happy.
Thanks, Brady Bunch, for ruining our lives.
Makeup is all completely done. And it's like, is this what I'm missing out on every day? No. I'm like, oh my gosh. It is not like that.
No.
So I got over that pretty quickly. But she's excited. I get to take her to school. Coming up in March. She's already excited about it because we're going to be off.
Oh,
and
spring
she's
break.
Got a,
yeah.
She's got school. Yeah. So anyway.
For a whole week, you get to wake up early still.
Well, no, we're splitting.
Okay, good.
We don't need to go to that now. But.
Yeah, so Nick had his first parenting fail.
That's all right, dude.
We want you to share with us as well, Kid Nation. Honestly, That's not that bad.
It wasn't bad, but still could get worse.
I think it's bad when they start. I was talking to Claudia, you know, my friend that also works in the office, and her baby's a month older than
yours,
right?
Yeah, he's about a month older.
And we started talking about how I feel like every guy I know has a scar on his head that came from when he was little, when boys are rough, and she has a boy as well. She's like, I know when he starts walking. Yeah. I feel like that's when it starts to get scary, when they start just falling over and cracking their head open. Like every guy I know cracked his head open at some point.
Or when you have the blow-up mattress set up, and you think it'd be fun to have him sit down, and you jump on it and it launches him, but it launches him into the furniture, and then he cuts his eye open, and then you got to take him to the hospital and he has to get stitches.
Yeah, see, Nick, you haven't done anything yet.
I'm starting small. I'm building
I'm
up to
telling you, man. Yeah,
that's letting your kid down right
there. Yeah, I guess so.
And he looks back at you and he's like, Papa,
why?
We want you to share, though. Kid Nation, 800-KID Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
Make our boy Nick feel better with your parenting fails, if you don't mind, please.
Parenting fails.
Yes. The little ones, the big ones, the horrendous ones.
Oh, the big ones. We really
the big ones are extremely awesome. Please give us those. We'll talk to you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Start making your little guesses for the big game. You could win a $300 gift card to Party City. And you can win one of several $100 Party City gift cards as well. You can make those little guesses for the big game right now at KidNation.com. Big game, of course, happening on Sunday.
And who's playing, Kelly?
Oh, it's the Patriots versus the Atlanta Falcons.
There you go. All right.
Who you got in this one, Kelly?
I'm voting for the Falcons.
You don't vote.
You don't really vote.
And I'm so excited.
Uh-huh.
Because
I got invited to the Super Bowl party.
You did?
I was a little nervous.
Because
my girlfriend about a week and a half ago said, did you get invited to the party?
What party?
The Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
Ooh. No, I hadn't gotten invited.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to get invited. We were just talking on the phone, and she hasn't sent out the invitations yet. We were just talking about it, so she went ahead and invited me. I'm sure you're getting an invitation.
Right. Finally came.
It was a Facebook invite.
It's like the cool people party?
Y'all have to be careful of those Facebook invites. I don't always see them.
Yeah, I know.
This one, they happened to go ahead and put it in my messages, so I was sure. I surely saw that one. I was very relieved.
I'll tell you this. If you put an invite on Facebook, I will never see it.
I know, and I feel so bad.
Yeah.
And,
you put my wife in it because she'll see it. I never see it.
But they put it in my... They sent it to me in a message.
Yeah.
So I got that.
Well, congratulations, Kelly.
If you hadn't been invited, would your feelings...
So hurt.
Oh. Yeah.
Because you want to be included.
I know you do. Yeah, you do. Kelly doesn't always want to go, but she at least wants to be invited.
She
wants
to be invited.
Of course, yeah.
In fact, most of the time, she won't go. She just wants to be invited. We're talking parenting fails earlier with Nick, our associate producer. He let down his four-month-old son, Davis. You know, he didn't show up to Daddy and Donut Day.
Yeah.
And all the other dads did. And you know what? They let him know about it. So he felt bad. You know, it's a small fail. He's going to have bigger ones later on, but definitely felt that one.
Way bigger.
So we want you to make him feel better, Kid Nation, with your parenting fails, like this one right here. I was breastfeeding my baby and looking at my phone, dropped the phone on his head.
I bet that happens a lot.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man. I accidentally gave my son nighttime cold medicine before school.
Oh, no.
Poor thing was falling asleep in class.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or this one right here. When you've had such a long day at work, you go home and you realize, dang, I left my kid at after school care.
And just never picked him up.
Yeah.
Someone has to stay with them, right? At school.
Yeah,
right.
They're real happy when you roll up.
Oh, boy.
We've all had the you leave your kid somewhere. You left Emma Kelly once?
I left my stepchildren once.
You did?
Completely. When I was pregnant, I had pregnancy brain real bad.
Yeah.
And I got the call. And I was like 30 minutes away from where I needed to be to pick them up from their dad, who was a little upset that I had forgotten his children.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly.
Oh, I was like, I'm so sorry. I was in Target.
I'm sure he brushed it off.
Yeah. Yeah. It was awful. Oh.
Man, I thought I would never do it until I did it. Man, it was like 3 months ago. I took the kids to the gym, put them in the little kid care, worked out, started feeling a little sick. I'm like, I need to go. I was like, I'm out. So I left, went home, walked in. Kenzie's cooking dinner. I'm like, man, it's quiet. And she looks at me and she goes, where are the kids? And I was like, you tell me. Are they upstairs? And she goes, no.
You
seriously?
Took them.
She goes, Jose, where are the kids?
You left here with them.
And that's when it clicked. And I was like, oh.
Hold on just a second. I'll be
I know where they're at. They're in the garage. I'll be back
in
10 minutes.
Car starts.
Look over there. Yeah.
And there's nothing worse than walking back into the gym and walking past the front desk and straight to the kids section. And they know you forgot the kids because you've been gone for 20 minutes.
That's a good one.
Sucks. Speaking of leaving your kids, Alicia, you left them in a wonderland.
No, I left my now 4-year-old in Target. She survived, but she was early, and we were in special care for like 2 weeks. So yeah. My best friend Katie and I went to Target the day we got out of the hospital, and I grabbed my bags, and I walked away from the buggy, and I stopped. I said, oh, gosh, like I'm forgetting something. I was a new mom. I was under a lot of stress, and I left my baby in the buggy at Target.
Hold on. You're newborn?
Yes. She was 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
And I left her in the little tot toter in the buggy at Target.
But now she's 4. She's doing great, right?
She'll be 4 in May. She survived. I survived. She loves Target. So everybody won. Yeah. It does get better.
Target,
it gets better, I promise.
You can't make that announcement. Like, the lady leaving a baby. You can't make that announcement if you're the store.
I got about 3 steps out the door and Katie said, where's Edison? And I said, oh, my gosh. And it didn't even dawn on me. Like, it wasn't even something I thought about.
I wonder if they're like, somebody abandoned a baby here. Like, sometimes you go drop them off at the fire station. They probably thought you left them at Target. I bet you now she would love for you to leave her at Target.
Yes, she would love for me to just leave her alone, period. So
that's my parenting hack. I take when they're acting up, I just go, let's
go to Target.
Let them walk the toy aisle.
Yeah.
Boom. They
all
get
good.
Tired.
All good.
Ride the bikes. Thank you for your
Target
call,
Target loves that. Target loves being your babysitter.
I'm there watching over them.
Kinda.
Let them ride the bikes in the aisles. That's fine.
Kinda.
It's all good. All the other parents are doing it. Just trying to blend in. Hey, Julie.
Hey.
All right, let's hear your parenting fail. What happened?
Well, this happened when my daughter was in the 4th grade.
Uh-huh.
I had made spaghetti for dinner, right, and she loved to take spaghetti leftovers to lunch whenever I would make it. So she had requested it. So the next day when we was leaving, I grabbed out of the refrigerator the plastic Tupperware thing that I put it in, put it in a lunchbox, and went off to school. Well, her daddy picked her up from school that day, and he sent me a text and said that a daughter did. She said she didn't like the lunch that you sent her.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, it was her special request. I don't know what the deal was. But when I got home, or she said, he went, she said it had something else in it, and she couldn't tell what it was. So I went home, and I looked in my refrigerator, and the spaghetti was still sitting there.
And what happened?
And it had dawned on me that several weeks ago, I had made tacos and several times forgot to put it out in the trash on trash day.
Oh.
And I had sent that with her to school.
Oh, Casey's got a sensitive gag reflex.
You gave her rotten tacos?
4-week-old tacos.
Julie!
I said, did you open it? And she said, no, I was scared too.
Thank God.
Oh,
thank
my.
God.
Those tacos could have done some harm.
4-week-old tacos.
Amazing.
She just sat there. So they didn't even know that she didn't have lunch. And,
oh, boy.
Yeah. Really bad.
That's a fail right there, Julie. Definitely a fail.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, it probably had hair on it and
fur. Oh, fungus.
You know what I do when it gets like that? I just throw the whole thing
away.
The Tupperware and everything?
Yeah, I'll replace the Tupperware.
Yeah, I don't even want to see it.
I can't.
I don't have a stomach for that.
I'm too cheap to throw them away.
No, I throw that away.
I make sure the kids don't use them, but I use them.
There's
not enough. There's not enough hot water and Dawn to wash that for me. No.
Perfectly. Like good piece of Tupperware. Mm-hmm. I'll throw it away. I'm not cleaning that furry stuff.
Oh, no.
Are you the one that throws away the cheese when you get the fungus on there? When you get some mold? Really? You just don't chop it off?
No.
Oh, man. We chopped it off back in the day.
No.
You had to.
Yeah, my mom has.
You can't go buy more. It's expensive.
My mom has done that. I'll
throw it away.
Chop it off. It's not on there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dan.
Hey. I actually have 4 kids, but I'll get to the one that happened this weekend.
Hold on.
Just had to pick a random one. Let's just go back to this weekend.
Yeah. All right, the latest one. What is it, Dan?
I usually listen to hard rock and heavy metal. I usually don't listen to, you know, the stuff like today and stuff. But my son, he's 4, he's in the backseat of our car, and it's got 3rd row. And my son, that Bruno Mars, 24-karat magic came up.
Yeah, that's a jam.
And it says, and it says put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't know what it said, but he got the lyrics confused, and it came out as "Put your middle fingers in the air."
No,
you cannot do that. And he turned around, and my wife goes, "Where did you learn that?" He goes,
"Daddy
told me out, Daddy." I'm like, "No, no." But yeah, that was just one. Like I said, I got four of them. I got an 8-year-old. 8, 6, 4, and 10 months. So.
Oh yeah, so you have plenty of parenting fails.
Oh, Lord.
So when Nick feels down, we're gonna give you a call, Dan, and you just make him feel better because I'm sure you got plenty.
And then when I feel bad, I just go to Walmart and I feel so much better.
But. There you go. Put your middle fingers up to the.
That's exactly how he said it too, and I'm like, no. Well, at least he didn't say it in school.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Yeah, that you know of. You might be doing it. Dan, you have a wonderful day, man.
Thanks, buddy.
You too.
Take care of those kids. Put your middle fingers up to them.
Four kids. No, he's got a story for each one of them.
Oh, yeah.
At least one.
Man, how do they do it? Hey, Megan. Uh-oh. Hello?
Megan.
Hi.
Hi, there you are. All right, what happened to your son?
My son is 6 years old and he plays basketball. So you know how hilarious kids' sports are when they're that young.
Yeah.
At his basketball game the other night, he got hit in the head, the back of the head, with a basketball. Mm. And it looked like a cartoon reaction, and I started dying laughing.
Like it made him fall over.
But it was just his whole body went, like, in this wobbly motion after the ball hit him, and I couldn't help it.
That's funny.
You feel guilty, but you gotta laugh.
I turned to the mom next to me, and I was like, I'm so not getting mom of the year. She said, it's okay. It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
And she laughed with me, but... I was so horrible, but it was so funny.
Heard you laughing up there, Mom. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks, Mom. Thanks, Megan. Have a wonderful day. We're doing kid fails or parenting fails,
yeah.
Because we've all had them. If you're a parent and you haven't had one, then you don't have kids.
Keep on living. You will.
Devin.
Yes.
Yours turned out pretty bad.
It did. I actually don't have children, so this was my mother. When I was younger, I was probably 7, 8, maybe that age. We were having a garage sale at one of her good friend's houses, and she had this outdoor patio set. And I moved the patio set and sat down in a chair, not knowing that there was a giant wasp's nest underneath the patio set.
Mm. Oh, no.
So I proceeded to get stung on the top of my right foot. And I'm slightly allergic, but not too bad. And so, of course, I was, screaming and crying as young children do. And so my mom had heard that bleach will take out the sting.
Oh,
bleach?
So she went and got a cotton ball and put some bleach on it. And a normal person, I would think, would just kind of dab it on there, but she taped it on there for 3 hours.
Oh.
Oh.
So,
you had a clean foot, though.
Yeah.
When the people who were having the garage sales house, when her husband came home, he came into their pool house, and he said, because I kept saying, Mom, this hurts worse. Mom, this hurts worse, that she'd put more bleach on it.
Oh, she put more on it? So what happened by the end?
Well, the owner of the home came in and said, what is this? And Mom explained it to him, and he went, oh, my goodness, and pulled off the cotton ball, and I had a third-degree burn on my foot. I still have the scar, and I'm 31 to this day.
Wow.
Third-degree burn from bleach.
I think we could probably call it.
3 hours. I actually had surgery on that ankle, and whenever my surgeon, who's a family friend, was looking at my ankle, he was like, what is this? And we told him the story, and he told my mom he was going to call CPS on her.
Yeah. We probably got a case.
Yeah. Yeah, we got your back, Devin, if you want to see your mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That is nuts.
Just put some bleach on it.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. We'll take one more here from Brandy, because she had important things to do.
Okay.
What happened, Brandy?
My 12-year-old daughter had placed... at a science fair at her school, she had placed, which put her and her friend that did it with them, with her going to a college. And it just so happened that the science fair competition at this college was the same day and same time I had a hair appointment.
Right.
Oh, well, yeah.
So you canceled your hair appointment, right?
So I didn't go, and needless to say, she came home crying because mom didn't show up, and she also come home with a certificate and ribbon for placing first out of the region out of 160 children.
But did you show her your new updo?
About what?
Your new updo?
A perm, Al.
A perm. No. just
some coloring. Never mind.
It's hard to get that appointment.
Yeah, right. Really?
I'm trying to have her back. She's a listener.
Thanks, Brandy.
Well, mom's hair's on point, though.
Yeah. Man. So your kid's smart. Yeah. That's good. Won the ribbon at the science fair. Love your parenting fails. Keep them coming.
Yeah, you can send them on the text, 800-543-3548.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The geek, it messes up people, so we don't give it for the text.
Yeah, I had to stop myself.
Good job, Kelly. Good job on that.
Thank you.
Good job on that.
So is it time to hear about your Globetrotters experience?
My professional Globetrotting experience.
Yeah, I want to hear all about this.
I got to play with the Harlem Globetrotters. As a kid, I remember seeing the commercials on TV.
Yeah, man.
And wishing I could go. And one time they came to our school and they were doing the assembly and they could make a ball spin on your finger no matter how athletic you were.
Yeah.
You know, you look up to these guys and I got to be on the court with them yesterday.
That's fantastic.
So how did it go? How did it go?
How did it go?
I'll tell you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we launch into the Globetrotter story.
Yeah.
Another parenting fail here that we found quite funny. I sent a Bud Light in my son's lunch, thinking it was a Pepsi.
That's nice.
A winner right there on the text. So you keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Hey, y'all want some beer?
Yeah. Man, can you imagine that kid?
Right.
So I had an eventful weekend. Started off on Saturday, got to hang out with DNCE, Joe Jonas and his band.
Awesome.
You'll get to hear that interview tomorrow. And then on Sunday, I had a family outing.
Uh-huh.
To the Harlem Globetrotter show, and our boy Nick hit me up and he said, is anybody interested in going to the Harlem Globetrotter show? And I, as a kid, had always wanted to go.
Sure.
You know? And I said, sure, I would love to go. And he said, okay, they might even involve you in some of their little stunts and stuff, and you'll be, because they do a show. And I said, perfect. A couple minutes later, actually, they asked if you would be interested in playing.
Wow.
Did they know that the show has a perfectly good black guy right here that can play some basketball?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I'm not a basketball player. I
And honestly, Al?
Neither are you.
Honestly, I played a little basketball.
In our game of baskets that Al and I did, the competition, he made zero.
That's right. And when we went to the fair, Jenna and I made the baskets and won, and you didn't. So maybe it was that.
Yeah.
So I vomited yes. You know, it just came out. I was like, all of course I'll do that. Why not? And then it started sinking in.
You're going to be on the court with the Harlem Globetrotters.
And Nick told me, he's like, you're going to have a uniform. You're going to get to go out there and be on there and running plays with them. There's going to be basketball stuff going on. Awesome. And I'm like, dude, I've never played an organized game of basketball in my entire life.
Were you the only average size human out there?
No, I actually blended in with them. They're not like crazy NBA height. They're more like, but they can all dunk.
All right, cool.
So even guys my size can dunk.
I see you with your jersey on right now, your Harlem Globetrotters jersey on, with Sweet J on.
They gave me the nickname Sweet J, which I learned was a former player on the team, female player.
So if I had played, I would be Sweet J.
You would have ended up being Sweet J. You would have had to wear this jersey, Big Al, and the shorts, dude. So, yeah, we had it swagged out. But this is where the self-fulfilling prophecy comes in.
Yeah.
And this is why I learned a valuable lesson. Because you can't throw negative out in the world. Because if you throw negative out,
you get negative back.
It's going to come back to you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I was doing. Trey's our expert basketball player. He's probably the best basketball player here.
Thank you.
What was I talking about the most when I said, what don't I want to do?
Airball.
Right. That's what I kept telling people.
Oh, boy.
I said,
but you put the energy out there.
Exactly. You know, even when I got there and I was sitting on the bench with these kids, they let kids sit on the bench.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you get to play? I was like, yeah, man. I was like, the first thing out of my mouth, hope I don't airball. And I catch myself saying these things and I'm like, surely I won't airball, you know?
Yeah.
How hard is it to hit a dang rim? I don't even want to make the basket. I want to hit the rim.
But as many times as you've played basketball, I don't care who you are, you get in the stadium where the pros play ball. That That goal is way up there.
Oh, boy. And it feels, and sitting on the bench, it feels way, way more out there when you're on there for some reason.
Yeah, you know? I don't know what it is, man.
It just feels weird. So I just kept throwing it out there. And then a buddy of mine comes down. He's at the game. Uh-huh. And he goes, hey, man, that's pretty cool. You get to go out there. Again, I bring it up. I'm like, yeah, man. Hopefully I don't airball.
Oh.
And I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
Because
now all I'm thinking about is airball.
Airball.
You know? That's all I'm thinking about. And so they start the game, and they're playing, and I can't even concentrate.
You're on the bench at this point.
Yeah, right? I'm on the bench, and I couldn't tell you what's going on. There's a funny show going on. I hear people laughing. They're walking around. I hear dunking and stuff, but all I'm focusing on is, don't screw up, Jose. Don't screw up, JC. Don't do this to yourself, you know?
Now, come on, Sweet Jay.
Sweet Jay, you got this.
Let me ask you this, Sweet Jay.
Yes, sir.
The crowd. I mean, I know this place holds about, I don't know, 15,000, 18,000 people. How many? Is it packed?
Felt like 50,000, Al. I don't know exact numbers, but to me it felt like I was playing in the Super Bowl or something.
Maybe 1.5 million. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. I felt like a legit sold out game 7 of the NBA championship.
Oh, wow.
To me.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you.
All right.
I saw people.
All right.
So this is how it went down.
Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the game, our guest Globetrotter from Kid Craddock Morning Show. Please welcome JC.
Oh, that's got to feel good.
Felt so good.
It's got to feel great, man. The announcer just said your name at the American Airlines Center.
Honest, was so nervous.
You looked nervous.
Did your feet feel like bricks?
Yeah.
I mean, is it that wonk, wonk, wonk feeling where you can't move? And
yeah. Kelly, I couldn't. It was like this out-of-body experience where you're like, I felt like a robot. Like, pick up your feet, right?
Yeah.
Pick up your left foot, left.
Yeah.
And then you walk out there and they're all they seem like giants.
Right.
And they don't tell you what to do. They just put you in on defense. And I'm like, who do I get? So I'm literally just standing there.
Like, guard that dude or guard this guy or we're playing a zone.
I'm like, I don't know who to get.
Just go.
I'm like, okay. So all I go and I'm nervous as can be. I can't even tell you what I'm thinking.
Son is watching.
Oh, my son is watching, right? So the other team gets the ball and they're screaming. That's me shooting.
Is that the air ball?
So.
Is that?
I heard not.
Kelly.
Because they have microphones on the net and on the rim and on the backboard. You can hear some doing.
Kelly.
Let me tell you my thought here. So we play defense. Yeah. I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think they shot and we rebounded.
Okay.
So I just start running to the other side of the court.
Okay.
At least I know which way
I'm
to go.
I'm just gonna follow these other guys.
Yeah. And I hear yelling.
You gotta
and
watch
stuff.
Kid TV. You gotta watch Kid TV.
And then there's this other guy on the mean team, on the world team, and he starts trash talking.
The mean team.
Like I'm running up to him and he's making faces at me. And he's like, what you gonna do? And I'm like, I'm not gonna do nothing. I don't know what I'm. So I'm running around and
I'm gonna throw an air ball, sir.
So I'm running down the court and one of the Globetrotters is like, he's like, Handles, I think it was. He goes, I'm set a pick for you. And I'm like, what's that?
You know what that
I know what a pick is, but I couldn't think about it. You know, I'm like, what, where? And he goes, me, just run by me. And I'm like, okay. So I brush by him.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I brush by him,
foul.
He goes, turn around.
No.
I'm like, I don't want to turn around.
I'm waving at my son right
now. You guys play. So I turn around, and I see this ball coming my way.
Yeah, well, you're playing basketball.
I know. Right? And the ball bounces perfectly into my hands.
Yes. Oh, good.
Right.
Did you dribble?
You have an open shot?
No.
Did you dribble?
No dribble.
Not one dribble?
It was like, why? It was like, why do I hold this thing right
How far
now?
Are you from the goal?
I don't know. A mile?
10 feet?
Mile and a half? Something like that. So I'm holding the ball.
Yeah.
And then they all start yelling, shoot it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
No. In my head, I'm going, no, I don't want to shoot it. And the guys on the bench, the bad guys, are sitting behind me yelling.
The bad guys.
Yeah.
It's the other team, dude.
The mean team. The
mean
bad
team.
Guys.
So without thinking, I just...
You fired up the rock.
No, I don't even call it that.
Did you underhand it?
No. It's even worse than that. I just
aim?
Like,
granny.
No, I didn't even aim.
Oh.
I just was facing the general direction of the hoop and shot putted it.
Yeah.
I didn't even follow through.
You fired up the rock, man.
I've been practicing. I didn't follow through.
Oh, my God.
And airball the crap out of it. As soon as I let go of it, and there's this weird thing with basketball. Even though I've never played, right, you still go shoot.
Yeah.
For some reason, when you shoot it and it's going in, it feels so good coming out of your hand.
Yeah.
It just, you know.
You know.
As soon as it was not off my hand yet. And I was like, nope. In my head, nope, that's not going in. Mm-mm. The guy behind me, I could hear them laugh, like, ooh.
Oh, the mean team. Oh, yeah. The mean team.
Oh, man.
So maybe one of the Globetrotters could have alley-ooped it. That would have been a perfect alley-oop.
Did they play the air ball?
No, they were very nice. Nobody yelled air ball. I did hear the moans.
Did they do the Price is Wrong horn? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Oh, they shut up, man. It was so bad. At this point, now, I just want to get off the court.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you've been in like eight seconds now.
I'm like, Big Easy, the big guy, the showman, pulls me in. We're walking down the court together, and we're talking.
Okay, ready? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, my bad. So he's talking to me. He's like, you got to get in the hoop. He's trying to make me feel, I don't want the ball anymore. We go to the other side. I want to quit.
Dude, you took like eight steps before you dribbled.
I want to quit. And so we get to the other side, and the bad team scores, the mean guys.
The mean guys. Aww.
And then I want to.
It's your fault.
I want to get all to the other side of the court and stay away from the ball as much as possible. They call me over.
No.
Is Kaysen burying his head in his hands at this point?
I didn't even want to look at my kids out.
Kaysen's probably just eating popcorn.
Nick's talking about his parenting fail. That was a parenting fail for me. Oh. You know, I'm like, I don't even want to touch the ball. They pull me over, and they want me to bring the ball up the court.
I want you to dribble down. Oh!
If there's anything I suck at more than shooting the ball, it's dribbling.
Both are very important in basketball.
Like I said, there's 50,000 people around, too, and I got to do this thing that I don't do very often.
Hey! You walk like you're ready. Get back. Wow.
The Tutu comes out.
Oh, good.
And he's doing this sassy walk.
They're deflecting.
Yeah. And he goes, you got to do this.
He's making you dance.
So I have to do that walk down the court, right? So it's this weird walk where you have your hand in the air and you're shaking your butt, right?
You deflected, though. You know what? Nobody's even thinking about that shot that you
made. Exactly.
No,
I'm doing.
They're not thinking about that.
You know what? I don't feel that stupid. I'm like, whatever. I just airballed. This is not worse than airballing the ball.
So I'm walking down the court,
shaking my butt while dribbling, and my hand is in the air.
I feel like they should have been playing I'm Every Woman.
That's exactly, or It's Raining Men, one of those songs would have been
perfect. You dribbled the ball.
Yeah.
The ball hit floor, hit hand.
Yeah.
And you did it. You went down the court.
So I went down the court. First thing I do when I get to midcourt, I look for somebody to pass it to.
Good.
Got the longest minute of my life.
And then what happened?
So they're yelling at me
to
run around.
Again?
Yeah. Oh. You're my daughter?
Your daughter's laughing at you.
Hear that cheering?
What was that?
So that was cheering. What happened there?
Oh, Jason hit a layup in the paint.
So I walk up the court and I pass it to the big guy and I just run away.
He's trying to get rid of it.
I run away. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I would have just gone to the car, right?
They're all yelling at me to go back to the other side of the court. And I said, I already showed you what I'm worth. Nothing. Don't make me do this. Just make the minute last and I want to get off the court.
They're not going to let you go until you score. You know that.
So sure enough, I go to the other side. They pass me. Here comes the ball again. And I grab it and I'm looking at the ball and I'm at the hoop and I'm like, I'm not shooting it. So I passed it to the big guy again, and I started running away from him. And as I'm running away from him, he bounces it to me, lands in my hands, and I'm right by the basket.
You got it.
All they yell is, shoot it. So I jumped up about 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah, good vertical leap.
And I put the basket in the hoop.
Put the ball in
the
basket.
The bad guys just let him do it. They're like, just let him have one.
Yeah, let him have one.
They didn't even try to do it.
I look over at your son. And your son's in tears. I try not to be embarrassed.
No, he redeemed himself.
You did.
That's the one thing. I got off the court and I was, you know, the competitor in me.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay now.
The competitor in me is like beating himself up for that air ball. And I sat down and one of the guys comes over to me and he goes, how you feeling, man? They're all pumped up. I'm like, man, I don't know, man. Sorry about that air ball. And he goes, dude, did you not watch the beginning of the game? I airballed my first shot. And from then I was like, dude, yeah. If you airball, it's okay for me to airball it. It's okay. But I got to chat with the guys after, you know, to see how my performance
post-game.
Was.
Oh,
post-game.
No.
Yeah. You know, this is my performance after the game.
Man, you did great for a radio guy. You're the best radio guy I've seen all year. Yeah. First I've seen all year. But you did awesome, man. You had great energy and the fans love you. everyone enjoying you. We had fun.
You know, everybody said I threw up an air ball, but it wasn't. I was trying to alley you.
Right. It was an alley, but there was no Uber.
I didn't communicate.
Right. That wasn't a play that we told you to run.
Because they didn't even see I did this before I threw it up. Yeah. That meant, like, get up.
Do it again. Yeah, don't ever do that again in basketball. We don't do that. It's not a basketball.
I didn't mean to do that.
Okay, it's all good.
We didn't know.
But that's why you're the greatest radio person ever.
Aww.
Oh, look at that.
And then he gave me some compliments on my layup.
How's my layup, though?
Layup was awesome. It was spectacular.
I put moves on him. He shook him off. Man. I think he's hurt.
He probably is. That was nice.
Hurt.
Man.
His feelings are hurt.
We had fun, man. We enjoyed it, man. Thanks for coming out with us.
Oh, so I'm not on the team?
Yeah, you're on the team in heart. In heart. Well, every time you think about being on the team, just grab your heart. And you know the best thing for me is to stay on the radio. Okay.
For you and me.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, glad we got that out of the way.
Hey, communication is key.
How many minutes am I playing second half?
Absolutely none.
And well, I didn't play anymore.
Well, that's fun. Yeah. That's fun.
And that's
dude.
Big Easy right there. Real cool dude. He's been on The Amazing Race like 3 times, so you might recognize him if you saw him. You can watch the video on Kid TV. Went and got to sit with my kids afterwards. My son was like, Papa, I'm proud of you because you missed, but then you didn't.
There you go.
You know, so at least
you didn't give up.
But again, don't doubt yourself. Don't give those self the prophecy. You'll do it to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to blame myself on that.
Dude, I'm telling you something about being in that crowd and then people looking at you and being on that court. It's just, oh, it's rough.
It was fun, though, man. It was such a cool experience. Yeah. All of them are so cool.
Yeah.
Great guys out there.
That's good, man.
You know, so I had a little bit of, I had a bad at first, but then I finished it up with good.
Okay.
You know, that's how you got to do it right there.
JC, thank you for telling that story because I have bad news.
Uh-oh.
You have bad news?
And that put me in a good mood for a moment. Can I share my bad news and just breeze over this with everyone?
Yeah. Sure.
You want to breeze it?
I want to breeze it, and then I don't want to talk about it again.
Tell Sweet Jay what's going on.
Tell Sweet Jay.
You look at Sweet Jay in the eyeballs, and you tell Sweet Jay what's happening.
Okay.
You airball that thing.
Let's get a drum roll.
Let's not do a drum roll. No. Let's not do a drum roll because it's really, you're going to laugh, I guess, Al, because you don't have a heart. But
Well, did I not have a heart? I have a heart.
You prove it every day.
I'm just going to tell you, and it's not easy for me to tell you guys this, but I am no longer engaged, and it's as shocking and as awful as it sounds, but Alex changed his mind.
The ex.
Literally, it is. It's almost laughable. So,
out of the blue?
I'm super upset, out of the blue, and I was not, this was not a self-fulfilling prophecy. I did not put this out there.
You were not.
I was actually really excited about all of this. So, this happened a little bit ago, and I've just been kind of trying to process it, but I just wanted to get it out there, because obviously I've been getting a lot of questions, like, why haven't you been talking about it? It's like, well, that's why.
Yeah.
And I don't really understand all of it, so I'm just going to take some time with it, but I just wanted to tell you guys and kind of breeze over it and be like, well.
It's hard when everybody keeps saying.
You're processing it, too.
Yeah, I was just getting people congratulating, and I was excited, and then it's just kind of out of the blue. So that's it.
I just can't imagine.
And, we're getting a lot of questions, you know. Hey, how's Jenna doing? Is she still?
Not great.
And that's why she wanted to throw that out there, so
you should
we're all informed.
So basically, stop asking.
It's fine. I mean,
shirt.
People care. People ask.
They
that's
do.
Part
They're
of the
excited
job.
For you, and that's the shame.
Yeah, and I was excited, too. So, no, I'm upset. But
what else?
You should give her your Sweet J shirt, JC. Sweet Jenna now.
But
it's
make her feel.
You know, but she's baby
you know
J.
That's the one thing that would solve all my problems is getting your Harlem Globetrotters shirt.
Sweet J.
Well, we're sorry.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
I don't want it, but I loved that story, and it made me feel better for a moment. So thank you. Yeah. Well, I'll talk more about it later, but I'm going to need some time.
We'll give you your time, Jenna.
Yeah.
We love you.
Sorry.
We're
team. Terrible. Sweet. I feel every emotion you would imagine I feel. If you're shocked hearing this, I feel exactly the same way.
Sweet J is Team J. Don't you worry about that.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
I heard basketball players talking third person, so I'm going to do that now. That's what I'm going to do.
Can we do something fun next?
Would you like to do the Showbiz Top 5?
Sure.
And then we still...
Gosh, sure.
Or do you guys want to do Wienermobile? Wienermobile?
Wienermobile sounds like just what I need.
Justin got to be on the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh, my God.
So that could be funny. So we'll do a little bit of that next.
And then, unfortunately, I have some bad news coming up, too, I think.
Oh, no, what?
Well, I don't want to tell you right now.
Okay. You'll tell us later?
Yeah, I think I've...
Bad news after the Wienermobile?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
We got just such a downer show.
Does it have anything to do with you saying my name in the bedroom?
Whoa, what?
Does it?
No.
Okay. What?
Yeah. All right.
What?
Wow. I'm a stud today.
What?
Yeah.
Sweet, Jay.
All right. We'll be back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How would you like to make little guesses for the big game?
I would love it.
At KidNation.com. Like, who's going to win the coin toss or Gaga's first song? You could win one of several $100 Party City gift cards or the grand prize, a $300 gift card to Party City if you guess the most correctly. You can make your little guesses for the big game right now at KidNation.com. And you know who's going to go down to Houston for the big game?
Who's that? Really?
Yeah. Our sports expert, part-time, now full-time, Justin. Hey, Justin.
Yes, hello.
What? So you're going down there, huh?
I'm going to go to Houston, H-Town, see the parents.
Oh, okay, your mom and dad.
Yeah, and then the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's going to do a little work while he's down there.
There you go.
Maybe see Lady Gaga. No.
You don't think you're going to get into the game?
I bet I could.
You think so?
Yeah, I can finesse myself.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
Just find someone who had an extra ticket, no one can make it, and then they're like, you're fun to hang out with.
They just give them away. That's what I hear.
Yeah. Hey, you never know. Maybe. I've heard of people that get lucky like that.
You never know.
You can.
I'll check the price at the door.
Go up to the ticket stand. Yeah. Is there anything available?
Yeah, I'm here for the showing of the Super Bowl.
Preferably lower level between the 40s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good seats, though.
That'd be great. All right, so Justin's going to be down there. And you had a fun weekend.
I did.
You did?
Did. I had a great weekend. Yeah. You know,
which is why you're in here.
Whoa.
Yeah?
Yes.
What?
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
The Wienermobile. I did. I got to be on a hot dog the entire day in Dallas.
You did?
Uh-huh.
How'd this come about?
They messaged us. They sent us, hey, the Wienermobile will be in town, and if you want to ride along. And I was like, hot dogs sound good.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, do they give you free hot dogs while you're riding in the Wienermobile?
No.
No.
Actually,
that is
a travesty. It was a big bummer. I thought they would give out the hot dogs too, but it's like something with rules and regulations. You can't just give out food like that.
Why?
You're in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Right. You would think you would give out like hot dogs. I guess that's
the point of the Wienermobile is to give out hot dogs?
No, but I think it's more just like for promotion stuff. So getting pictures, getting kids excited.
Did it have a hot dog kitchen in there?
No.
No.
But they had cool carpet, mustard and ketchup, chairs, bacon belts.
Did you have a coupon for a hot dog?
No. But I did get a certificate. I'm now a official hot dogger.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. It means, I never asked. I never asked what it meant to be an official hot dogger. But
I've never seen this thing close up. But is it the size of like a normal truck? I guess I know it's bigger than a car. I would assume.
Yes. Oh, it's huge. It's like 11 feet high.
Wow.
Yeah, I climbed in the original once. It was in a museum in Michigan somewhere, the Ford Museum or something, I got in it, and I remember thinking, like, the seat itself was kind of small. It's a weird contraption, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird, and it's also so cool to look at, too, because you're making everyone's day on the road and a huge hot dog. People are just driving, rush hour, angry, and they see a hot dog, and then their face just brights up. You see those pearly white teeth, and they're like, the phones are going out, and people are driving into other lanes trying to get a good picture.
Yeah, that's safe.
No, just peaceful and good times.
Oh, well, let's hear how your Wienermobile ride went.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's part-time Justin, also known as full-time Justin. I'm here with Spicy Mayo Myra and Jumbo Dog John, and they're going to show me how to be a...
Wait, his name is what?
Jumbo Dog John.
And Spicy Mayo, huh?
And Spicy Mayo Myra.
So do they come up with their own nickname, or he just gets...
Oh, no, and then I got a nickname, too. I'm Jalapeno Justin.
Got it, okay. We'll continue.
And they're going to show me how to be a hot dogger today, so hopefully we can make it. Come get a hot dog!
Oh, my God.
This video is so funny. You've got to watch.
Watch it on Kid TV.
And the cigar, hot dog, exciting? No? Okay, that's enough whistle blowing. Hey, do you want a hot dog? Ow!
No kids stepping your foot.
Put some ketchup on it. Ow! Jalapeno dog Justin.
Yeah.
And we got my mini me.
What's your name, buddy?
Cohen.
We got hot dog, handsome kid.
Ketchup Cohen, how about that?
Ketchup Cohen. Okay, kids, give us back our stuff. Give me that. Give me. Thank you.
You took her sticker,
you.
Justin.
Okay, here you go. Wait, catch up with you later.
Get it. I get it. Catch up.
Mine's bigger. Ask me about my wiener.
Whoa. He means wienermobile.
Honestly, when you're on a wiener roast, it gives you a lot of time to realize being a hot dogger is just in your B-O-L-O DNA.
My buns.
I think you're resting your buns right now, aren't you?
Maybe
this is, but I don't need it. Did you know we don't sleep in the wienermobile? There are no bun beds.
I didn't.
It's not a wienerbago, man.
Oh my god.
A wienerbago?
No, it's not.
The wiener puns.
I guess we know who's the real wiener here.
I think your puns are falling flat. Some would say they are meat mediocre.
We're talking about making you an honorary hot dogger because, you know, you did all the training with us.
Yes.
You know, but. I don't know. I just don't think so.
Oh, they threw up your certificate.
Oh, dang, Justin.
Catch me outside. How about it? But don't litter.
Catch me outside. How about it?
Hey, that beat though. Isn't this meme everything?
It's everything.
I got living for it on Instagram.
Catch me outside. How about it?
Will you explain it?
You don't know
No, I've seen it, but will you explain it?
It's real quick.
She was on Dr. Phil.
She was on a Dr. Phil episode. She's 13. She stole Dr. Phil's makeup artist's car. And they had to do an intervention with her, asking her why she's stealing everything. And she's got like this big attitude, and the audience is like laughing at her, making fun of her.
And, so she tries to fight them.
And she's feeding off the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then on air, she's like, her mom says something sassy. And she gets up from her seat, looks at her mom. She goes, "Cash me outside. How about that?"
Yep.
And then.
And now it's a song.
Hey.
Your Spanish word of the day today, Jenna, by the way. Cashew. Example.
Uh-huh.
I'm a cashew outside. How about that?
Cashew outside.
That's what I do.
Cashew.
I wanted them to play that song at the clubs, you know.
That's going
to
be a hot song.
I know. It should be on the top 40 soon. It's a lit song.
Yeah, tell RadioDJs.com to get on that bad boy.
Yes.
You know?
Play it on a Flush the Foreman.
Good job on the Wienermobile.
Thank you. I had hot dogs after the two, and they were good.
Of course they're good.
Better when you're a hot dogger. Yeah.
They're Oscar Mayer. You can watch the video. It's hilarious. We'll have it up at KidNation.com. Big thank you to Mustard who?
The Spicy Mayo Myra and Jumbo Jack John.
Jumbo Jack?
Jumbo Dog John.
What?
Jumbo Dog.
Jumbo Dog John.
Jumbo Dog.
Jumbo you hung Jack. Out with them all day. You forget their name.
Come on,
Justin.
I'm a name forgetter.
Wiener thank
you,
buddy. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So early this morning, Kelly was telling us that she had sort of been invited to a Super Bowl party.
I was excited and relieved.
She was full on invited.
Yeah, about a week and a half or so ago, my friend Amy said, "Oh, I was talking to so and so about the Super Bowl party. You've been invited, right?" "No, I haven't." She said, "Oh, well, I was just talking to her on the phone and she was getting ready to go off on a trip. So I'm sure she's going to send out invitations when she gets back."
Uh-huh.
"Oh, okay, that's probably it. It was just one of those things like, you know, since I'm on the phone with Amy, I'm going to go ahead and invite her."
Yeah.
So I was so relieved and happy and excited over the weekend when I opened my Facebook and I had a little message in my inbox and it was an invitation.
Perfect.
To this Super Bowl party.
The one you wanted to go to.
The one I wanted to go to with Alan, you know, because, you know, this is, you know, something you do with your man. You go to Super Bowl parties
and the women
all hang out in the kitchen and eat the 7-layer dip while the men sit around the couch. And, you know, that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
So excited. So this morning,
what happened?
After I went on the air and said that, I look at the, I pull up Facebook, you know, we're doing a commercial break. Why not?
Sure.
I just want to see what's going on. I wasn't, you know, expecting any follow-up. I have been removed from the conversation.
Well,
who removed you?
The man that sent me the invitation.
Oh.
Well, maybe once you, did you RSVP?
Not yet, because I just talked to Alan about it.
You missed the window.
No, I just talked to Alan about it last night. I said, we
there's
had to make
plenty of time. Yeah, there's plenty. The party's in a week.
I hadn't even RSVP'd yet, because I don't accept invitations until I talk to my man about it.
That's right.
I don't want to accept on his behalf without asking him.
That's right.
Maybe he'd already had plans.
That's a good girlfriend right there.
Maybe this was one of those situations.
But it says, I have been
removed
from the conversation.
Okay. Well, what probably happened was a person, when they invite people, they say, well, we can probably have 40 people in our house or whatever, 30 people with no problem.
Uh-huh.
And then if you get 30 RSVPs, then I guess at that point you just kind of close it down and say, okay, you weren't one of the first 30 to RSVP.
It didn't say there was a deadline to RSVP.
There's not. He heard how great Alan is, and he doesn't want to be overshadowed at his own party.
That could be it too. I mean, you know, last thing
I don't know what to think.
Should we start a petition to get you re-invited to the party?
No, I don't want to go.
But just
they don't want me, I don't want them.
Can you do that? I mean, once you send invitations out.
You're supposed to not. That's in bad taste to remove somebody from an invitation.
Not invite them.
Right.
Aww. I've been removed from the conversation.
Kelly's got her bottom lip poked out. Oh.
I don't even know.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
Not the end of the world.
Maybe they were doing that. Maybe I'm still invited, but maybe there was just so much back and forth that they decided, Kelly doesn't need to see all this back and forth stuff. I'm just going to remove her so she doesn't have to get back at what?
I hate to say this.
What? Yeah.
Maybe they found out about your reputation.
What's my reputation? What?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Fun ruiner.
What do I do?
I don't know.
You haven't done anything.
Back in the day, you were the fun ruiner before the Allen.
What if somebody said, you invited Kelly?
Yeah.
What if? That would hurt. That would kill me.
I'm telling you, my feelings are hurt right now.
Maybe his wife made him do it because she saw Alan's tweet over the weekend.
Are they?
Oh, come on. That has nothing to do with
it. She's afraid that you're going
to
steal her husband. Did you see what happened, Al?
No, I did not see this.
Guys.
How is that a tie-in to what happened with Alan?
I missed it.
What happened?
So Alan on I believe Saturday or Sunday yesterday, a couple days ago, I was in Kelly's master bedroom 10 minutes ago, and she called me JC. Thoughts?
She's been calling everyone JC.
What's up with that?
I called somebody JC this morning. Nick JC. I don't know.
No.
You're thinking about me a lot? Or?
I don't know. I was just...
Sweet
full disclosure, yes, Alan was in my master bedroom.
Yeah.
Doing
what? He was sitting down,
going through
his phone like he loves to do in one of my chairs in my master bedroom.
Yeah.
My daughter was also there.
That's right.
Don't explain to us, baby.
I was in the bathroom finishing getting ready before we were going to go run some errands on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I came around the corner. I said, JC, Alan.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't just say Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I've done that.
I understand. But JC.
I've called guys Al.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to call him.
JC's harder to say.
My daughter was more upset than Alan was.
Really?
Mommy! I don't know what happened.
I don't either. I was expecting you to call him Sweet Jay.
No.
maybe JC was kind of onto something when he said that, you know, with all of this talk that you do about Alan, Alan can do this and Alan can do that, then somebody says, we're inviting Kelly and she's going to bring Alan. And that dude might feel a little, you know, a little
intimidated
by Alan. Threatened,
Let me tell you this, sir, if you're listening, you need to hang out with Alan. You need him. You need him in your life.
You need an Alan in your life.
You need an Alan.
Well, apparently I need a JC in my life.
Yeah,
I'm calling him you.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.